This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Six things. Everything Allah loves and pleased. Words, actions, internal and external. Meaning. Translate. I always, when I read and I was like, okay, let's translate so I know what I'm saying. When I'm in my daily life, I know what that means. Okay? Give you an example. So when I was landing, of course, the plane was full, and they made an announcement that some people have connections, and it is very short connections. Can you please stay in your place if you are in, like, your final destination is Houston? Right. So I said, okay. And then I came to my mind, okay, this has to be a good deed. I want my reward with Allah. I need my reward with Allah. So what is this definition? Does Allah love for me to make the life of somebody else easy? Yes or no? Is that external or internal? That's external. Because I moved, I was like in the front, I could have easily moved. I stayed. And I made people move. And I said, he likes that. And he's pleased with it the way, especially me. Especially me, and this is especially for the sisters, right? In my jilbab, in my hijab, right? Your hemp, yes. He loves it because I made it easy. Your Allah pleased with, yes, because I did it the way he pleases him. Is it an action? Yes. Is it an external? Yes. I just did an act of worship. I didn't pray. I didn't fast. I didn't read Quran. That's what needs to be changed. For us Muslims, when you come, and I again saw it here, and it is the usual, I'm sure all the imams in this room agree with me, when you enter a masjid, brothers and sisters, and you put your shoes in a way that it is in the way of the musalli, you disobeyed Allah, and you're going for salah. Does Allah loves that? Does Allah likes that? Is that an action? Is that external? How long it will take me to pick up the shoes and put it in the place? 1 second, if not two. Why don't I do it? Because I don't look at it as an act of worship. Are you all with me? This is what happens. Small. I hurt somebody, I didn't know. But somebody came in and tripped. I hurt, that's a sin. Especially in the masjid. I hurt a Muslim. That's a sin. And it will take me away from Allah gradually. The opposite is true. Change the followings. Change the meaning of ibadah. We became rituals. We became rituals. Again, Ramadan, and I'm fasting, and spiritual, and the Imam just read, and he made the dua, and I was sobbing, the whole masjid was sobbing. I leave. Less than 5 minutes, as I am leaving, I hurt this person. I blocked that person in my car. What is that? Versus if I pay attention to every step, I am connected with Allah. The more I am connecting with Allah, He's going to protect me, He's going to open my eyes. And memorize this, everybody. Every good deed opens the door for another good deed. And every bad deed opens the door for another bad deed. And the choice is mine and yours. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always said, it's your choice. May yasha, you go and do whatever you want. Just in that private interview with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I say to myself, I better have a good excuse. Why didn't I do it? Or why did I do it? Sins, gradually. And I'm focusing on the, this is not a minor or a major. I am focusing on the hidden ones. The hidden ones. You come for Jumu'ah. I don't know if you have the same problem here in Houston, but it's many of the masajid. We have a problem in parking. Right? Everywhere. And here you go, you're coming for Jumu'ah, and it's an obligation to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you block somebody else. Like, you came late, you blocked. Right? And you said to yourself, you know what, I'm going to rush after the Jumu'ah, and I'll move my car. I can find an excuse, but you are blocking somebody, and you're standing there talking to people, and they make announcements, and you still didn't move. Sisters and brothers, it's not only the brothers. That's a sin. And I gradually, again, sever, weaken. First, it weakens. It weakens. Why? Because every time I and you sin, that's another concept I want everyone to learn. Every time I sin, there is a dark spot is going to be put in my heart. إِذَا أَذْنَبَ الْعَبْدُ نُكِتَ نُكْتَةً سَوْدَاءَ فِي قَلْبِهِ. When the son of Adam or the servant disobey Allah, that's why I want us all to way expand our definition of sins. And don't tell me ibadah is salah only, or Quran only, or hijab only, or treating parents only. That's for sure, but that's not it. That's not it. Abu Dhamdham is a sahabi. Rasul salatu wasalam asked him, what do you have special that I saw you in Jannah? You know what he said? He said, and he was even surprised, if I remember the story well. And he said, nothing other than every night when I sleep, I have already donated my honor and my wealth to anybody who took it that day. Meaning, I forgave everybody. That's it. That's it. The opposite is a sin. Opposite is a sin. Let alone backbiting, let alone I'm looking down at people, let alone for the youth, you are making fun of people, you're bullying people. These are sins. These are actions, words, feelings that Allah does not love and Allah is not pleased with. And every time I do this, a dark spot is in my heart. The problem is I don't know these are even sins, so I don't even ask for forgiveness. And it stays and stays and stays till my heart becomes, I call it, black, dirty. كَلَّا بَلْرَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانَ يَكْسِبُ. Allah said it. Nay, their heart was rusted as a result of what they were doing. We need to change. وَاللَّهَ الَّذِي أَلَّهُ. You always wonder, what did they do that they changed the world? And we are seeing it these days with the people of Gaza. I'm sure everyone in this room asked herself or himself, what do they have in their hearts that in spite of this 3 months, you did not hear a single word from anyone of disobedience of Allah? Did you? They kill their family. They kill their children. They bomb. Alhamdulillah, the house is completely destroyed. He says, Alhamdulillah, have you seen this is at the beginning? Alhamdulillah, and his son was carrying the cat. He says, Alhamdulillah, yata'awad, it's going to come back. What is it in the heart that even in that most painful moment, you don't come out saying other than ruh al-ruh, the famous word, soul of the soul? What is that? That's faith. That's connection with Allah. That's what we are missing. The more we disobey Allah, this becomes weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker. And the more I resist, I want this also to be clear to everybody. The more I resist the sins, and this is good news for everyone, when I sin, we all gonna sin. كُلُّ ابْنُ آدَمَ خَطَّاءٌ وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. All the children of Adam are sinners. That's not my worry. That's what Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Every child of Adam is a sinner. Oh, great, let's go and sin. No, وخير الخطائين التوابون. And the best among the sinners are those who repent. As Allah said it in Surah Al-Rahman and Surah Al-Furqan, when he was talking about Ibad al-Rahman, the servants, the best of the best. And then he said, all the major sins, killing, associating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fornication, says, illa, except, they've done all that. Taba, repent. Wa amana, believe. وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا and followed it by a good deed. فَأُولَٰئِكَ دُوسْ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. So here I am. We are all sinners. That's not an open invitation to sin, but that's reality. That's reality. I'm weak. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Human being was created weak. I can't say, no, I'm not going to sin. Then I'm not living in reality. I don't know what sin means. But what should I do? Allahu Ghafoor Rahim. The whisper of shaitan, no. Run. Immediately. Acknowledge. Say I did. He knows. Angel already wrote it. But I'm going to say, Ya Rabbi, I did. I was weak. I love it. I fell to it. It's fine. Change immediately. Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, please help me not to do it again and follow it by a good deed. You backbite somebody, said something about her or him, follow the definition of backbiting. Is that okay? But it happened. I did it. Don't say it's a mistake and tell people, what did I do? Fine. It's written. Major. That's a major sin. Immediately. Ask Allah for forgiveness. And if you cannot apologize to that person, make dua for them. The same way you do for yourself. This is a taba. I repented and I'm not going to do it again. Ya Rabbi, please make it easy for me. Wa amana, and I believe. Wa hamila amalan salihan, and you do a good deed. That's it. This bad deed will be replaced into a good deed. That black dot in your heart now is literally, remember this every time you have an eraser. Allahu Akbar. When you have an eraser, this black dot is removed and a white dot put in it. The question, Allahu Akbar. The question for everybody. Again for you. I throw a lot of questions to you because without questions, we were not going to, I call it wake up. How many black dots in my heart? How many black dots that I don't even know about? And that's why Rasulullah ﷺ said, place in Jannah for that person who in his book or her book there is a lot of forgiveness, asking for forgiveness. Why? A lot. Because we do a lot of sins and we don't know. I have no idea I even sinned. I didn't pay attention. But the moment I say Astaghfirullah, 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 it's all removed. So two things I just shared with you, because we always, again, I'm a physician. It's not enough to tell you what's wrong with you. I have to tell you how we're going to help you. Otherwise, I'm not a good physician. But without knowing what is the problem, I can't help. And that's what I say to myself. Number one, I'm going to say, I and you and all of us are prone to sin. But that's not an open invitation. Number two, shaitan is going to work on every possible opportunity to make me slip and fall because he wants me to be where he will be or where he is already. And number three, never despair. Let alone you make somebody despair. Don't you ever say to yourself, the reason I'm saying this, because I get these questions, but you don't know what I did. Honestly, I say, I don't care. This is what I say. I say, I don't care. Do you say La ilaha illallah? And they look at me and say, of course. I said, Alhamdulillah, done. Go ask Allah for forgiveness. Ask Allah to make it easy not to do it again. Remove all the reasons that made that sin easy. And follow it by a good deed. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ. Every good deed times 10. And every bad deed times 1. And when you read that Surah Al-A'raf, the height, there is people on the Day of Judgment, they will be in the middle. Neither they are in Jannah, nor they are in the hellfire. Right? ونادى أصحاب العراف أصحاب الجنة. And the people of the height looked at the people of Jannah. Right? And then they look at the people of the hellfire. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas on the commentary of this verse. Listen to this. Don't tell me I wish I'm the people of an Araf. At least I'm not in Jahannam. No. He said, I wonder, how can a Muslim be from the people of an Araf and every good deed times 10? And every good deed times 10. Do you know what that means? That means for every good deed I do, I have done 10 sins. To make it equal, then I am in the middle. I am neither here nor there. We can't. What else Allah do to us or give us? How generous He can be more. So I'm not going to depend on 1 times 10, because I don't know how many I have there. I am going to depend, number one, on rahmatillah. Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. When I feel so down, when I feel so hopeless, that's when Ghafoor Rahim comes to me. And then I'm going to say, as long as I have a breath in me, and all of us, there is still hope in me. Taqbal al-tawfa, the meaning of the repentance of the son of Adam, is accepted as long as the ruh, the soul, meaning the soul did not reach here. We still have hope. Alhamdulillah. And we have a Rabb, a Lord, Allah, that's Ghafoor Rahim, and He doesn't want to punish us. And He said it in Surah An-Nisa, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ. What will Allah get from punishing you? إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. Only 2 things. That's what He wants from you and me. And everything He gave me, and I don't deserve it. And most of us in this room, maybe a few exceptions, Islam was given to us on a plate of gold, right? And some of us don't want it. It's too difficult. Lawla Allah Rahim, He would have taken it. What does Allah get from punishing me? That's what He said. In shakartum wa amantum. Just be grateful and believe. Wa kana Allahu sami'an basira. And Allah is all hearing, all seeing. Let's change our relationship with Allah. Let's make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala priority. Let's make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not when I have time. I have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when I have time, I'm going to do the other things. Let's change every act that we do on our daily life, as long as it is halal, change it to an act of worship with your niyyah. That's something that also was given to us. This is the only religion where the niyyah intention is there. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. All deeds are judged and rewarded by the intention. Make sure you have a niyyah. Don't say to yourself, I came here today to see me. Then that's not for Allah. Who am I? May Allah forgive me before everybody else. Ya Rabbi, I came to learn. Ya Rabbi, I came to get close to you. Ya Allah, make it easy. Ya Rabbi, make me open my heart and my ears so I learn. Ya Allah, make me when I leave, whatever I heard, I'm going to practice it. Ya Allah, make it easy. Do you think He will not listen to you? Then you don't know Him. Do you think He will not respond? Then you don't know Him. Change your niyyah in everything in life. From getting married to having children to being successful to getting to college to everything in this life that is halal. Make it act of worship. And then your right hand will have, I don't know if it will have enough time to write. Compete to write. And don't let shaitan have any role or any way on you. يا ربي أن جزاكم الله خيرا سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه تسليما كثيرا. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who listen to the word of admonition and follow the best of it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from our souls, from sins, from the effect of shaitan on us. If I've said anything correct, it's from Allah and Allah only. If I said anything wrong, it's from me, the impact of shaitan, and half of my nafs. I seek refuge in Allah that I remind you of him and I forget him. Ameen. Jazakallah khairan.